Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estrutori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your dedicated portal for personal and business insurance. We begin today's coverage with strategic moves from the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA. Fresh from their desk, they are tactfully taking on 78 key recommendations from the recent flood response inquiries. Forming a phased response strategy, the ICA are streamlining the recommendations, giving precedence to simpler ones, whilst pouring dedicated attention towards the complex. The planning has been thorough. They have a keen eye on customer benefits, industry competitiveness, and spurring innovation. Some of their progress thus far entails standardized policy clauses and intricate procedures for vulnerable customers. Indeed, commendable strides have been made, but consumer advocates maintain that more needs to be done, including expansion of temporary accommodations and stringent stipulations in contracts. As we all watch, anticipating further resilience in industry post-disaster, we await the federal responses. In a major shakeup in the life insurance sector, MLC Life Insurance and Resolution Life subsidiaries in Australia and New Zealand announced a colossal merger, a $13 billion deal that makes Japan-based global insurance giant Nippon Life the new custodian of Resolution Life Australasia. Furthermore, they will also acquire NAB's remaining 20% stake in MLC for $500 million. The merger will midwife the birth of Ascenda, primed to become one of Australia's largest life insurers. With a base of 2 million customers, Ascenda is sharpening its focus on customer satisfaction and product innovation. It is worth noting that the transaction is set to be finalized next year, pending regulatory approvals. Prepare to see a seismic shift in the Australasian insurance landscape. Coming to the awareness of alarming insurance coverage gaps, Queensland Underwriting Agency, SURE, cast a spotlight on cyclone-prone areas, with average coverage significantly lower in towns like Cairns, Townsville, and Mackay compared to non-cyclone regions. A call for insurance adequacy comes to the fore. The concern isn't just about the coverage, it's also about being prepared for increasing rebuilding costs and the looming risk of cyclones. The need of the hour is an urgent reassessment of insurance policies to protect against the unpredictable wrath of natural disasters. Before we wrap up, a reminder to all our Australian listeners, take a moment to evaluate your coverage. With the Bureau of Meteorology predicting potentially severe cyclones due to warming oceans, it's critical we stay informed, prepared, and resilient, safeguarding our financial futures amid these uncertain times. And that sums up this week's edition of the Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online. Remember, for more information on any of these stories or for your insurance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay insured, Australia.